with the 16 presidential candidates that entered the race, only two got the highest number of votes. That is the Congress for Democratic Change and the United Party. On the basis of that, the two candidates are going for a runoff on November 8, 2011. The United Party won with 43.9% or so, and the CDC won with 32% or something.
Mr. Chairman, does this mean now that campaigning for the runoff election has begun, or when do you expect campaigning to begin?
Campaigning started right after I had a press conference. I declared that campaign was now open. And as of that moment, up to now, campaign is open.
We are reading in the press that the Congress for Democratic Change that is supposed to go into the runoff with President Soliev is threatening to boycott the runoff election. I was wondering whether you have received any communication from the CDC about this reported threat to boycott the runoff election.
Not at all. We haven't received any communication from them with respect to their disengaging from the process. So I really can't speak to that.
I think I read somewhere where the CDC is saying that they don't trust you to be impartial. Therefore, they would like for you to step down. So you said they have not communicated anything to you.
Not at all. Nothing has been communicated with me. And I think we, under my chairmanship, CDC has won position, including the recent election I held October 11th. So some of the partisan won seat in the Senate, in the House, so the records are there. So I think the system we have in place speaks for itself. So I don't have anything to say. I'm not saying anything in terms of defending myself against what someone may say or so.
Mr. Chairman, is there anything that your commission has learned from the first round that, in other words, if you had to do it again like you are going to do, what would you not do that you did in the first round?
I believe we learned some lessons that we can be handled to make sure that the runoff of November it would be a lot better than October 11 election. For example, some of the feedback we got from institutions such as ECOWAS, the Carter Center, point to the fact that some of our poll workers were actually not much up to the task in terms of understanding the process in detail. We can make sure that changes are made before November 8th. Also, there's a question of some of our poll workers not doing the simple thing like addition, being able to add correctly. So I think these are some of the things that we have been looking at and we'll be able to address before November 8th.